Good morning, it's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this week, and I'm here with Celeste Headley. Well, this week, Facebook exceeded more than 500 million users, and that means that you and probably everyone you know is on Facebook. And that's why it's urgent now to find ways to control your online identity. Why? Well, how about those drunken photos of you at the party 2 years ago?
Or what?
or a blog post about your flirtation, I don't know, with Satanism.
You're getting into dangerous territory here.
Well, these are all things that can affect me. I'm not us specifically, right. In the Takeaway studios, of course. The misguided screed to the editor at your local paper ranting about something that you wish you'd kept to yourself. These are all things that everyone goes through. Everyone was a teenager. And if you're growing up in the Facebook age, being a teenager can haunt you for a long time. These things might be the first things that a potential employer sees when they Google you. And our next guest is here to remind us that the internet never forgets. He's Jeffrey Rosen. He's a law professor at George Washington University and a frequent guest here on The Takeaway. For this week's New York Times Magazine, he wrote an article called "The Web Means the End of Forgetting." Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Jonathan Zittrain, co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He is also author of the book "The Future of the Internet and How to Stop It." Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, and good morning, Jeff.
Jeffrey,
good morning,
good morning, guys. Jeffrey, let me start with you. We all the good mornings are out of the way. We all know what the problem is. You describe it perfectly in a sentence that I pulled out of your article. The permanent memory bank of the web increasingly means there are no second chances, no opportunities to escape a scarlet letter in your digital past. Now, the worst thing you've done is often the first thing everyone knows about you. So that's the problem. Tell us about some of the solutions that you're reporting on in your story here.
Well, it's a complicated problem, and there are a range of solutions, and they are both legal, technological, and they involve shifting social norms.
Let's start with the technological, if we could.
Sure. The most effective solution is expiration dates for data. Imagine how all this would go away if Facebook said, do you want to store this drunken photo forever, or do you want it to disappear after 3 months?
I don't know. I'm drunk. Ask me tomorrow.
Well, actually, you know, Google does exactly that. They say, do you want to send the email? Are you drunk right now? Maybe you want to solve a math problem
right
before you actually forward the email. So there are milder versions of this technological solutions to make you think twice before posting something. But technologically, it'd be easy to have disappearing data. Facebook essentially could encrypt the data and then ensure that the keys rusted after a certain period of time so your computer couldn't actually read the data after a time that you specified, ranging from a couple days to 3 months to longer periods of time.
And then the default is to forgetting in that case. Well, Jonathan Zittrain, let me give you something that Jeffrey writes. The right to new beginnings and the right to self-definition have always been among the most beautiful American ideals. It seems to me that the right to lose it all, to be bankrupt, is also an American ideal, and you've got an idea called reputation bankruptcy. What is that?
Well, it's basically the idea of being able to have a fresh start, and it could either be the way traditional bankruptcy works, which is to say you get yourself sort of dug into a hole, some kind of problem, and then through some kind of, you know, special lever that you pull, you get not an infinite number, but one or two fresh starts after a while, trying to make good on problems you've caused, but then afterwards, you know, your back's reset again, and you don't have to live with all the information that's out there about you. It could also, though, be in a more subtle form. And one of the things I worry about is a range of new systems that will rank and judge and recommend people the way that books and music are recommended on a site like Amazon.com. And there, it's less about a particular drunken photo that you're trying to get rid of, although having the key rust to that could be a very useful thing, but more about making sure that whatever computer system is between you and a potential friend or employer that's just blatting out a single rating about you, that system is able to have certain old elements of your reputation rust, so that one thing you did isn't dominating judgments about you that people will see for, you know, months or years at a time.
Well, Jeffrey Rosen, managing bankruptcy in the real world is big business. Jonathan's talking about reputation bankruptcy online. Managing online reputation, big business as well? How big?
It's getting big. Reputation Defenders is a new firm that's most successful among those that have been thriving in the wake of the Facebook privacy scandal. They've just raised $15 million in venture capital, and essentially people are going to firms like Reputation Defenders to have them clean up your online reputation. So we've talked about rusting data. Jonathan has his wonderful ideas about reputation bankruptcy. The quickest fix you can do is go to a firm like Reputation Defenders and have them fix your Google profile.
Well,
so in other words, you've got...
I want to hear from Michael Furtick. We spoke to him. He's founder of Reputation Defender, and get you to react to this.
I used to say more often, I think you can do it down yourself, and I just don't think it's true anymore. I don't think that I, myself, could do a good job for myself anymore without the kinds of tools we have. I just don't think it's possible. It's just too hard. You need technology to back you up.
Okay, Furtick has something to sell at Reputation Defender, but he says you need us. Jeffrey?
Yes, he does. He's got a great firm, and what they do essentially is bombard your Google profile with neutral or positive information, pushing that drunken photo to the back pages of your Google profile, and they essentially multiply the links on it, and as using the same search optimization technology that businesses do to raise their Google profile, they can clean up yours. The problem is this is not necessarily a cheap service. They start from $1,000 a month to monitor your online reputation. This can go into the tens of thousands for challenging cases. So I very much admire Michael Furtick's business, but it's not a practical option for all citizens,
right,
unfortunately.
So they flood the zone with positive information to push the bad information to make it seem less important. Jonathan, should you're hearing this description, should I be investing in Reputation Defender as a hedge against like the articles I may or may not have written for the McGill Daily?
The shortest answer is Michael's a former student of mine, and as a result, I have literally. And I'm on their advisory board.
Oh,
but
okay.
There's a certain skepticism to share about it, too, which is just these should be opportunities available to everybody. You shouldn't have to pull out your wallet and write a check just to enjoy certain features of reputation that ought to be available to everyone. So
all right,
one question is how to work it into the system overall.
How to work it into the system. And all these questions are going to continue to be asked as more and more people want to manage their reputations. Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at Georgetown University, he writes in the New York Times Magazine this week, "The web means the end of forgetting." And Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. We want to hear from you. What have you done to protect your online reputation? 877-8-MY-TAKE or go on the website, thetakeaway.org.